WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to face sharp questioning about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's got three congressional hearings. ABC's Matt Gutman in L.A.
The administration recently slamming protesters for concealing their faces with masks. Critics arguing ICE agents have been concealing their identities using face coverings and unmarked vans.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A high school shooting in Austria's second largest city, Graz, leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, says the mayor. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. There's a tentative contract deal with video game companies that may end an almost year-long performers' strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. You should still get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite the guidance changes from the CDC. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their health care providers on getting the updated vaccine. Last night, the Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education selected 7 finalists who will interview to fill the seat left vacant when Cooley resigned. The 7 are Rick Crossan, Aaron Lee, Samantha Meister, Brant Pearson, Alyssa Prophet, Miranda Schnornack, and Matthew Siegert. A couple of things to note. Katie Gentry and Elliot Christensen, who both ran for the school board in the April election, applied but were not chosen as finalists. Gentry actually came in 4th in that election with more votes than Rick Crossan, a former school board member who ran but was not reelected. The board will interview the finalists and select a new member at its June 16th meeting. The body of a man pulled from the water near Door County Maritime Museum on Thursday of last week has been identified as 23-year-old Alexander Hill of Sturgeon Bay. Sturgeon Bay police say preliminary findings from the autopsy do not indicate foul play. They have video footage showing Hill entering the water at about 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Anyone who may have information on the case is asked to call the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp, but without Jair Alexander, the team releasing the veteran defensive back after failing to come to terms with the new agreement, Packers president Mark Murphy.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent. You know, unfortunately, just injured a lot. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunately, that's a big part of our game.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series continues tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing last night 7-1 after 15 batters struck out, 11 by Braves starter Chris Sale. D.L. Hall on watching Sale perform on the mound.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, somebody to watch and learn from. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's always fun to watch him and learn some stuff.
What stands out to you about a guy like that?
Oh, man, just the longevity and how long he's been really good and doing what he did tonight.
That's Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Jim had to run out to teach his class at UWTC, but we are here. Are you...
NWTC.
Wow.
Maybe you should go attend.
It's a hybrid.
What in the world is going on here? Sean Kasbeck at Kelly Vandermeuse Independence Day Hotel. All things happening in the greater Marinette area. Welcome to the show. Great to see you here, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about the great events you guys got going on.
Well, we just got done with the boat races, which we were talking about, and that was a great turnout. We are looking forward to our... Summertime's a little busier. We get some tourists coming through the area, heading up north to check out the waterfalls in the greater UP.
That's a thing now.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, having grown up in the UP, okay, you knew where the waterfalls were. But now there's, like, you go on the internet and it's, like, complete guide where you can go this one and this time, this far to the next one, this far to the next one. That's a huge thing is the waterfall tours in the UP.
Yeah. Oh, and we have them, and a lot of people don't know, but Marinette County has the most waterfalls of any other county in the state of Wisconsin.
We got a beautiful whole little thing right outside the High Falls there where you come through town.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing that we are looking at doing is actually fall time, we're going to do waterfall tours, and we have a shuttle bus where I can have a whole package and people can come and sign up for the package and take them around to the waterfalls, and we're going to do the same thing for the color tours.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's really one of the outside of the box thinkers when it comes to the hotels. And so one of the things that he is looking at doing that I'm excited to work with him on is these different tours. And Kelly also is willing. He's now also put up a weekend stay. He's working with you guys and Civic Media for the Logging in Heritage Festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we will give away a free two nights room. I can leave it up to anyone's choice. You know, if they want a jacuzzi suite, we can give them a nice jacuzzi suite. If they want,
I would like a jacuzzi suite.
Oh, yeah. Jacuzzi.
I'd like a jacuzzi suite.
You know what? They are very popular. Yeah. They are all... Everyone loves the jacuzzi suite. Anytime someone asks for, hey, can I get an upgrade? And we usually give a lot of free upgrades. Tell you,
give your place a plug, your hotel.
Oh, well, yes. I'm the general manager of Independence Day Hotel and Suites. I actually have two hotels. I have an Independence Day Suites Hotel, which used to be a Country and Suites, and we rebranded it. And then we have our own branded hotel, which is Independence Day Long-Term and Suites, which has basically 29 efficient apartments. Full fridges, full kitchens. You can camp out there. All you have to do is bring food. We have all the pots, pans, dishes, silverware. The big hotel has all your variety. We just upgrade our breakfast room. We have a nice buffet style kind of continental breakfast kind of mixture. Always three hot dishes each day, pancakes, waffles, cereal, you name it. I'd take all hour to tell you everything we got.
That sounds fantastic.
And Andy, what's really cool is they have a pool, but it's a It's a saltwater pool.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is
I could even blow up that, I think.
Yeah, I was like, that is awesome.
And so when, you know, a lot of people come in, they'll be like, oh, you know, the chlorine's so bad in the pool. I said, the pool is saltwater, but the hot tub is chlorine. And I just had both of them replastered, retiled. We have another hotel in our area that's part of our family, which is Holiday Inn Express. It's a year old. It's an executive hotel. It's very nice, well-put-together, well-managed hotel. And then we have my two hotels. We basically, I work for Moyle Hospitality is who owns our hotels. And most of them are up in the UP. So if anyone's traveling UP, take a look at one of our hotels up there.
Well, and then I just want to jump in, because Jim went out to Maine or Vermont one time to see the colors.
Sure.
Yep. And then he came back and he was like in the UP one time or whatever. It's like, this is better. People don't realize you don't have to go out east to see the fall colors. Northern Wisconsin, the Marinette area, and into the UP is spectacular.
I one time took a drive that I swear was the most beautiful. My parents live in Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains, you know, mm-hmm. and that by far, like you said, I was just like, oh my, the canopy was like this, you know,
in the UP.
It was an arc and you just drove through it. It was actually northeastern Wisconsin in the Northwoods.
Yeah. I mean, people don't have to travel. They just got to get on these back roads.
Exactly.
Get off the highway.
Yep. Yep.
We have a lot of people, especially when it comes September, October, and the colors are starting to change. And they're coming up just from Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, just to come stay at our hotel to go on tours. And we have guides that will show where the colors are, where they can go. Marinette City has done a wonderful job with putting together kind of a route for you to take.
Sure.
And the waterfalls are in our regional guide. So that will tell you exactly where, like you mentioned before, where it tells you exactly how many miles to each waterfall. And it really does. You open up the book, there it is. And a lot of people come to see that because a lot of people don't get the opportunity in their life to see this many waterfalls.
Right.
But, you know, with our three hotels, we have something for everyone. If it's just someone coming up for work, someone coming for leisure. I have a lot of workers that will bring their wives with them. And the wives are like, what can I do during the day, Kelly? Well, here, let's look at the regional guide. You want to go look at some waterfalls? And we tell them, hey, this is where you can go waterfalls. Hey, if you want to see some hydro plants or something. Hey, if you want some hiking trails. Marinette City has so much to offer that people don't know that we have. Besides just building ships, we're more than about just building ships.
I agree. What are some of the workers that come up here from other places or even the Navy guys that stay up in here? What do they say about the area?
They love the area.
Yeah.
I think they love the pace because it's not, you know what I mean? It when you're talking like to the naval people or people who work in the shipyard, you're talking high tech. They have all the technology stuff that you would see in a major city, but yet you get this laid back kind of attitude that doesn't feel intense. That kind of gives you that.
It's a cool vibe.
I can breathe. I'm not getting plastered by traffic.
But you guys do such a great job at promoting your area. I mean, you really do. I mean, Oshkosh does a phenomenal job too. Appleton does a great job. Green Bay is Green Bay. I don't know if they have to promote with them.
Right.
You know, whatever. But I just think these outlying areas like that, people need to get out of Dodge and come to those smaller areas for really unique type of things that they will enjoy.
John, you know, we were talking about this off air about how cool it is that like in Marinette County, there's Al Capone's hideout on Moscano Island, which is now a hotel in itself, but you can visit that hideout. You can do all these different things and they're just unique.
Unique. You're talking about the UP where your places are up in the UP and talk about that a little bit, but the Marinette area is a great launching pad to be at and then go up
exactly.
into the UP. Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of people that will, you know, they'll take and they'll drive from Chicago and you're looking 4 or 5 hour drive.
Right.
They need to spend the night before they go for another 3-4 hours. And they'll stop and they'll spend one day by me, spend one night at one of our hotels, and then they'll travel up into the UP because, you know, Houghton, which is a beautiful area, Calumet's a beautiful area. You know, the whole UP is
Copper gorgeous. Harbor.
Copper Harbor. Yes, just gorgeous. I was up there for the first time a couple falls ago, and I was just amazed at the beauty it was. And it was during the color change, so it was really, really cool.
I think the most beautiful drive I've ever been on in my entire life, and I've been around the country, okay? You go from Munising up on Lake Superior over to Grand Marais and towards Sault Ste. Marie, and you drive around that area. It's called Paradise, Michigan. And the water is aqua green. It's so beautiful, yeah. And you're up above there. And they got those where the log roll used to be. They used to drop the old loggers.
Really?
They'd be sending the big white pine down to Chicago. And uh-huh. They'd just slide it right down this unbelievably steep sand beach type thing. And they would go so fast that they'd catch on fire at times. And they just put them in the water. They'd round them all up, put them on barges, and take them down to Chicago and to Green Bay and everything like that. But they've got signs posted. And I did it one time. That it looks so easy to run down to this beautiful, pristine Lake Superior. It's just gorgeous. But the walk up is so strenuous that they tell people, if we have to bring out, I don't know if it's the Coast Guard or park rangers, it's like a $5,000 fine or something. It's like, you can do it, but if you have to call us to get you out,
you're going to pay
like you can't believe. But you got to make that drive sometime along Lake Superior. It's really something.
Oh, it's a gorgeous, especially if you go up by Porcupine Mountains, up by Silver City there.
Lake of the Clouds.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is just gorgeous up there. And that's, you know, that's where kind of Marinette City, we offer a lot of hiking trails. We offer a lot of unique fishing, water stuff, pretty much a lot of outdoorsy stuff to get people into that fresh air that
and you know, get out of the city. Smog.
Yeah,
got a text here from Brian. Which hotels and where in the UP?
We have hotels. We have two in Iron Mountain. We have one in Iron River. Those are American Inns, and then we have a Days Inn in Iron Mountain. We have a hotel in Silver City, which is two blocks from the Porcupine Mountains. We have a hotel in Houghton, which is another Independence Day 29-room hotel.
You're in some great areas.
Yes, we have a Hotel American Inn in Calumet. We have a brand-new hotel in Marquette, which is Best Western Plus. And then we have Sault Ste. Marie.
Is that by the water?
Oh, yes.
That just open a couple of years ago?
No, that was just actually opened up this past winter.
Oh, and okay.
The fourth floor actually oversees Lake Superior.
Marquette. It, unfortunately, in some ways, it's being discovered by the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It is getting overtaken. Yeah. That is was an undiscovered gem for a lot of years.
Yep.
And our owner has been great. He's been putting up new hotels. We have four different brands that we go with. And I'll tell you what, it's been a wonderful experience. You know, I've been in some major corporations that I've worked for in my past life, but work for Moyle Hospitality and what they've offered to me and what they've done for myself and for my staff and for us to create this beautiful hotel, which Independence Day in Marinette. And it has just been, you know, we put new carpet in. My whole staff repainted the whole hotel. We have great ratings. You know, look us up on Expedia. Look us up on Booking. Please come check us out. Look at our Google reviews. Our name, our website is independencestay.com. Check out us. We have all three hotels on there. And give us a call if you'd like. Our phone number is 715-732-3400. If you'd like to speak, ask for Kelly or anybody at my front desk, we'll be happy to take care of you.
By the way, if anybody stays up at Iron Mountain, there's a couple of little cool places up there. You got to check out the National Glider Museum. That's where gliders were built during World War II.
Really?
And they were very instrumental in the D-Day invasion.
Really?
Yeah, and they were
built.
That's
cool.
Yeah, and they were built there because Henry Ford was building some of his cars up there. That's why the Kingsford, their nickname,
is
the Flivvers.
Yeah,
because that's what they call those old Model A's or Model T's up there. Which one it was? Because they had so much, and the reason Henry Ford built up there because there was so much access to the hardwood, the real hardwood up there, which is what they needed, so they didn't have to transport it anywhere.
Sure.
It was basically
cheaper,
right around there. And then they built those World War II gliders, and there's a museum in Iron Mountain for the World War II gliders. It's really cool.
I did not even know that. I know they're known for bats.
Yeah,
they have a lot of bats up there.
Yeah. All right, Todd, you give me a motion. Oh, 1 minute break. We got to talk more when we come back about about what a great launching pad the Marinette area is for all the different places.
Yeah.
People come up from the Milwaukees or even the Green Bays or whatever.
You bet.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. We got Sean and we got Kelly back after this.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mudder the Mayor. The Mayor has stepped out to go teach his class at NWTC. Sean Katzbeck, Kelly Vandermuse, Independence Day Hotel, the guys that pretty much run the entire city of Marionette and all points beyond.
No, don't put that on me, bro.
But once again, we were talking about this because you guys do such a great job of promoting everything you have. And some of those, like I was telling you about Iron Mountain, they've got the Glider Museum. And, you know, I think the UP needs to do a better job of promoting itself. And yep. Some of these cool little things that they got, like I said, the waterfall thing has become really popular. But some of these other things they have in those areas, I think they need people like both of you to really, you know, bang the drum.
Well, thanks. I would tell you that, like, you know, in Marionette, we've got this logging and heritage a museum that is just filled with artifacts and is just so cool, you know, and there's a ton of those little kind of, you know, neat outposts that you could spend a whole day kind of just
going from one to the other. Yeah, and make day trips even from there.
And I'll tell you what's interesting is that the numbers are showing, at least on our website, showing that history is one of the things people want to see the most of.
Right.
That it's that history is one of those types of things that people
Todd next week is going on vacation. And he's not going to a beach someplace. He's going to Gettysburg.
Yeah.
The battlefield at Gettysburg. Right, Todd?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, those are the things. Wouldn't you agree, though, those kind of trips these days, vacations, are getting more and more popular with historical type of basis?
I think also, like, when we're talking about Marionette and stuff like that, you know, my sister went up to the UP last summer because of you always talking about
it.
And I think people want to know a little bit more about the communities they live in, the state they live in, the areas that, you know, they want to know.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what's getting really popular up there? Is they're called Youper Rocks. Have you heard about those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got some.
Did she get some?
Yeah, she did.
I got
Explain
a
those, Kelly, what they are.
Okay, they're a rock that actually comes from the Canadian side and somehow works its way across Lake Superior to our shoreline. And you can only find them on Lake Superior shoreline. And it's a rock, and it's got some kind of element in it that if you hold a black light to it, it shines. It glitters.
It lights up. The whole thing glows.
Yes. And I've actually seen on some of our general manager trips to Silver City, which is right by the Porcupine Mountains, right on
Lake Superior
Coast. And I've seen some people out there for hours just with a flashlight looking for these rocks because Agates.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's big up there. You see stores all over selling that stuff, but
you see stores all over selling the hippie lettuce. I have a feeling you guys are looking at these things.
Yeah,
it's not
lettuce. It's gummies.
The hippie gummies. All I know is.
They're seeing rocks in their own color.
Yeah, they don't need the black light to see the glow.
No, they can just
they're psychedelic colors.
Absolutely. But those things are like, it's like one of the only places in the world you can find these, right?
Exactly. In fact, it's kind of funny because my son goes to Stevens Point and he has a geology class coming up and he knows the professor because he had him for something else. And the professor's like, hey, ask your dad for one of those stones, you know,
Uperlites.
And so I plan on setting them down. I said, don't lose it. I said, they're hard to find.
Yeah. But people comb those beaches at night like crazy.
Are they combing the beaches or are they actually spraying the rocks?
I don't know what they're doing.
they're out there with highlighters.
But they go, I mean, people from lower Michigan go up there specifically to find those things. It's crazy. And some of them are huge. Some of them are like boulder size.
Huh. Yeah. They get big. The ones I got a couple there about an inch in diameter. They're not big ones, but I've seen people pull out ones that are size of a baseball.
Right.
And they just, for some strange reason, that's the only place in the world that you can find them. And people, like I said, it just, you watch at night and you just see these people combing, you know, it almost looks like D-Day, though.
I know. You know, another thing we were talking about this, Todd and I were talking about this with somebody the other day, art-wise. And we've got a local artist, Naomi, who's just unbelievable. She can create piece of art out of anything. And that's another thing that's big up in the UP. People are beach combing and making art out of just the things that they find up that are washed up on shore.
Sure.
And they scourge the same things. They'll be out there at sunrise trying to find what was washed in from Lake Superior and creating things with it. It's really cool stuff.
Also, another thing up there I saw when I was up there a couple times is gentlemen getting driftwood.
Yes.
They'll use it for taxidermy.
Yep.
You'll get a fish because this driftwood has been sitting in there for hundreds of years.
Yep.
And they pull out this driftwood and just take it with them.
Yep. That's huge.
But like you were saying, I think one of the things that's really cool is that the city of Marinette is that kind of that gateway.
Exactly.
To where you can launch out. And I've often said this, you know, you can stay here and go there and come back. And that's the nice thing is because when you do start going out to these outer regions,
it's a drive,
but it's a little bit of a suspect as far as, okay, do we want to have a restaurant that Bob and Kitty's roadside diner, or do we want to maybe come back and go to a restaurant that we feel
this. If you're in the UP and you stop at a little Bob and Betsy's thing, you'll have the best service. You'll have a 78-year-old woman cooking your hamburger. She'll call you hun. She'll whatever. She won't make you an old fashioned because they don't serve old fashions as far as I know in the UP. I don't even think they know what
really?
They are. Yeah.
No. Interesting.
No. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I mean, that's.
Hey, when I took my basketball team to Negaunee one time, the waitress didn't know what a Bloody Mary was. Honest to God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
But those little roadside places up there are great.
That's a John Tapper story.
Yes, exactly. Well, guys, it's always great having you guys down here. Congratulations. We're just impressed with the enthusiasm you have and the passion you have for your communities.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's the bottom line. You got to have that passion.
You do, but we've got some great events coming up. Check out our website. Also, Kelly, as well as the Holiday Inn Express, two top-notch, top-level hotels that you can really expect some great stuff.
And a quick thing, one time when I had to go up to Marquette, I had to spend the night in Marinette first, okay, at that Best West, our friend was just going to. And then when I drove, it's like, wow, was that an easy drive compared to that one night made such a difference?
It does, because you're breaking it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great having you guys in. Safe travels back.
Thank you very much.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Already gone. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nina Menasha Fire Rescue Chief Travis Tisch has done what only 32 firefighters in Wisconsin have done. He's earned Chief Fire Officer, or CFO, credentials from the Commission on Professional Credentialing. The designation recognizes his excellence in leadership, education, community involvement, and technical competence.
One person died in a crash on Highway 172 in Alloway Monday morning. The accident happened near the Webster Street exit around 9:15 yesterday. Brown County Sheriff's officials, who called the crash serious, say one person in the accident was taken to the hospital where they later died. Authorities say neither drugs nor alcohol were factors in the accident that closed Highway 172 for just over 2 hours. 37 schools and after-school programs in 25 school districts across Wisconsin, including the Wautoma Area School District, are receiving support to implement a social-emotional learning life tools program. The support comes from the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. Melissa Kay has more.
The support comes from the Marshfield Clinic's Center for Community Health Advancement. Children and youth today are growing up in an ever-changing world. They have to navigate a society that is complex and academically competitive. Evidence shows that expanding social and emotional skills and competencies are as important for students as an emphasis on academics in order for them to succeed in school and in life. The SEL Life Tools program focuses on developing social-emotional tools that youth can use to thrive in their day-to-day lives, such as essential tools of resilience and empathy.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder-Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here, the Mayor out of NWTC right now doing a little teaching. You're listening to Mino and Todd right now.
Hey.
Hey. Boy, those two guys, Sean and Kelly, were just so much fun coming down from Marinette. Spike Pedersen, the author we had on, Lauren Kniesbeck, and Lutia Vandervelder from New Leaf Foods, having a great time. And now we're being joined by Jason Mansmith. That's just the most perfect name for the Thrasher Opera House. Mansmith, Thrasher Opera House, Green Lake.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Good to see you as well.
Good to see you. What is going on, my friend?
Oh, you know, we got a busy stuff going on here in Green Lake, Wisconsin, right? It's a lot of people back in town for the summer and a lot of things going on around the community. We continue to stay busy here at the Thrasher Opera House. We like to get outside every once in a while and do an outdoor show. So we've got one of those coming up in a few weeks. Some performer, Pat McCurdy, you might have heard of him around Wisconsin. He's going to be performing on the shores of Green Lake here in just a couple of weeks. And what a better opportunity to be out and about, you know, with friends and you know, have a few beverages or two, listen to some great music on the shores of Green Lake. It's going to be a wonderful night. Always is. But don't fret. If it rains, we got a place to put them too, so we can always come back to the Opera House.
Where on the lake is it, Jason? Where is it set up?
It's on Lake Street, you know, which is, you know, very unassuming when you're in the lake community, right?
Right.
But it is right next to Murphy's is a great little on the water kind of place to have some dinner and things like that. And it's just directly to the south of that.
Jason, you guys have, you know, we're talking with our fellows here from Marinette and everything. There are certain little places that maybe not the whole world knows about in the state of Wisconsin that are absolute gems in your area right there. Is one of those gems. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. And, you know, it's, you know, when people ask where you go on vacation in Wisconsin in the summer, we stay here because we love it. Right. And then we just try to find those spots and Green Lake always bubbles to the top and not only Green Lake, but the area as well. And that's, you know, Princeton and Berlin and Ripon and Markazan and down into Amish country and Kingston and Dalton and those areas too. So, you know, the nice thing is it's all 20 minutes apart pretty much. Right. And for some cities, you can't get from one side of the town to the other side of the town in 20 minutes. So it's really nice to have that also local and it's also friendly here too, right? So that's a really big important part.
Now, if people want to come to some of your shows, they need to be kind of proactive and buy some tickets early, right? I mean, don't you sell out almost every single thing you guys do?
Well, we certainly hope to. You know, it may not be every single thing, but we get real close on a lot of them. So we highly encourage you to check out our website, thrasheropperahouse.com. Become a member of our eBlast group as well, because you'll get some pre-sale ticket opportunities there too before they go on sale to the public. And we've announced a bunch of shows recently, a lot of great performers coming up. We're looking forward to it. Tom Rush, a great performer coming in. He, you know, kind of ran in the same run as some people you may have heard of, Jackson Brown, James Taylor.
Yeah, may have heard of them.
Yeah, may have heard of them. So that's coming up in July on the 19th. A week before that, such a fun story. Daniel Van Kirk, a great comedian, but he's got ties to the area here. Like his family's from Montello, which is just to the west of us a little bit more. But he did a show for us last year and came back, and he's going to come back again this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun for that. That's coming up in July as well. And then you know, tribute shows are hot right now. Like everybody seems to be doing one, and we do have some in here, and we've got a great one come up in August, and we're excited because it's called Morning Train, and it's a tribute to John Prine, which is going to be a great thing for the Opera House, and it's you know, the music and the stories and everything that goes along behind it. So I highly encourage you to check out our website, ThrasherOperaHouse.com.
Is that, if I could just jump real quick, Jason, has that just been put together since his passing? What was it, a couple of years ago now?
Absolutely. And this particular version of it features a lot of bands, a lot of members from other bands in Wisconsin, right? Okay. Some Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and a bunch of other bands too, that they kind of put together this Prime tribute. So yeah, it's a really neat thing to see, and we're excited to be bringing to it. A little bit later in the year, we talked about Dwayne Betts, I think, before. He's coming on in, so that's going to be a good show. Crystal Bowersox, you may remember her. She was on American Idol for a while, and a couple of great blues players a little bit later this year, too. So, so much stuff going on here as well.
What do you guys sense as far as you're talking a little bit about the tribute bands? And things are, you know, what's the word?
Cyclical.
Cyclical at times in the business, in the entertainment business and everything. What have you seen? What kind of like maybe has cooled and what's getting hot?
As I said, tributes are always hot. You know, we get offers for those all the time, right? And it's everything from things that happened 40 years ago, performers back then, to people that... like they've only been around for a decade, but they already got a tribute band coming to them.
We're gonna put together a Mino and the Mayor tribute show.
Yes.
It's gonna be the puppets from the Muppets.
Yes.
And that's it.
Two guys up in the balcony.
Yep.
Yep.
What instrument you playing?
All we do is biatch. That's all we and talk about our physical problems.
Yeah. No, a lot of other things that we're seeing too is there's a lot of like jam band shows, right? The jam bands seem to be hot right now. And those coming in, and you just never know what kind of mix of music you're going to get with that. It could be Americana, could be bluegrass, could be country, could be pop, could be rock, and it's all put into that mix. So jam bands are really big right now, too. So, you know, we'll see some of those things coming up a little bit later. So it's always the great thing about us is we try to bring as much diversity into the area when it comes to the music that we have and the people that we have, just so people get that sense. So, because, you know, arts in the rural community is a real big deal, right? Like it's super important to make sure that everybody has that experience, and we try our best to make sure we do that.
Who's on your wish list?
Who's on the wish list? Yeah. Oh my goodness. The wish list has to have a lot more extra zeros on it. We're always... The great thing about this is, you know, we do a really good job of doing our work and making sure we research everybody and finding out where they're playing, their recommendations, and how they are. We want to work with people that are great to work with, too. But people love coming here. You know, we've got this reputation of treating our artists very, very well. And people recognize that. And it rolls right down to the guests that come here to watch your show, too.
Well, tell a little bit about your actual facility. I mean, that's a story in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So historic building built back in 1910, right? It did a lot of things. Charlie Thrasher started the facility and hosted movies and films and other silent films and things like that, and a gathering place for a significant amount of time. And then it became a couple other things, a sewing factory, a storage facility. Then it kind of went into disarray a little bit. Then it just kind of, you know, wasn't there. And a local group was able to purchase and restore it and open it back up in 26-27 years ago, right? So and we've been doing shows ever since. The first year they did 3 shows. Last year we did 89 events here.
Wow.
So
89, right? Separate events.
Yeah, correct. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, so the Opera House holds 200 seated, 325 if you stand them up nice and close to each other. But it's really a neat experience. The acoustics are unbelievable here, and people pay a lot of money to get the kind of sound that you get in this place without having any microphones or things like that.
Well, you know, it's funny that I don't know who the engineering people were when they built these kind of things. Because, like, when I was at the Widener one time and had to do a speaking thing, it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how great this sounds. But then when we were in Oshkosh, we're at the Grand, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then your place built in 1910, you're saying acoustically it's the same thing. Isn't it amazing how back then they took – that was such a serious aspect. It wasn't like just let's just build a building. They were craftsmen and artisans in how to make that place come alive. Wouldn't you agree? The homage you have for those people from 120 years ago or whatever is really something special. I have a lot of appreciation for those people.
Yeah, one of the best sounding rooms I think I've ever been in, and I've been in a lot of rooms to check it on out. And we've had a couple of artists who come in and say, you know, there are organizations now that spend millions of dollars to try to dial in sound with this that, you know, was put together back in 1910, and they didn't have any of those tools available. So it's really just a special place. And, you know, it's the reason why we're on a National Historic Site.
Hey, tell me a little bit more about the Pat McCurdy Show.
Yeah, Pat McCurdy Show coming up on Thursday night, June 26th, 7 o'clock on the lake of on the shores of Green Lake. You can get your tickets at ThrasherOperaHouse.com, just $25. Bring your own chair, but there's going to be some beverages available for you too. So why don't you come on out, make a great night of it. You'll watch the sunset and listen to some great music. Pat's a wonderful performer, it's incredibly hilarious. We love having him and talking with him. So it's always a good thing, but we encourage you to come on out and check out that show or any other shows that you may want to see.
You know, it's one of those things too, where we talk about Elkhart Lake and all those different things, but in Green Lake itself, where I used to do fishing stories all the time and racing stories, that I just love driving through that area. I just think the terrain in that part of Wisconsin is the coolest terrain. Was it from the glaciers or whatever it was, but there's something about that area that's just unique. And just driving through the countryside down there, I just think is really enjoyable.
Yeah, very much so. I took a road trip a couple of weeks ago and drove to Ohio, and Indiana is boring.
Oh, terrible. Horrible.
Right. And I come back home and I'm like, oh man, okay, there's some hills here, there's some action going on here.
Yeah, so, well, one more time, give us your highlights for the summer coming up here, because some of these things I think people probably have to get tickets right away.
Yeah, Tom Rush coming up on July 19th, Morning Train, that tribute to John Prine coming up in August. All the details and information available for you, ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Book them up. They go quick sometimes.
Outstanding. You do a great job pubbing your place, Jason.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks for coming on. Thrasher Opera House, Green Lake, Pat McCurdy Show coming up. Check it out, because, man, I've heard people say, I wanted to go to that, and it was sold out.
Pat McCurdy. I mean, think about this. Yeah. We've been in radio in this area for how long, right?
Forever.
How often have you heard Pat McCurdy's playing here? Pat McCurdy's playing there. It's like you got to do it if you're from Wisconsin.
Absolutely. No question about it. Now, did you do a, what's it called?
An investigation?
Yes.
Yeah. I knew you were going to bring it up.
I know. I didn't want to bring it up with him because I didn't want to scare people away, but go ahead.
No, I mean, he was part of the investigation.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And we had a great time, and we investigated the Thrasher Opera House, picked up a couple of things. One of them was a piano that sits off to the right-hand side of the stage, and we got a little activity over there.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you bringing your equipment with you to Gettysburg?
Absolutely.
Are you allowed to bring it out into the fields and stuff?
I'm going to. Yeah. Wow. I mean, the equipment isn't huge. Like, it's you could fit in your pocket, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's not like if you're out there with it, you're going to get caught.
More of a sensor type thing?
Yeah, sensors and recorders and stuff like that.
Wow. Wow.
I was just talking to Kelly from Marinette, right?
Yeah.
And he was telling me that one of the places would be great to go to is where the Peshtigo fire took place.
Oh, I can imagine.
Can you imagine that? I never even thought about that, but that's a great idea.
I wanted to metal detect when I forget what they did. They shut down the dam or something a few years ago. So the river, the Peshtigo River was like dry, but they wouldn't let people because people had died in there.
Sure.
So it was like a grave type of setting.
Yep.
But can you imagine what that would have been like, metal detecting on that riverbed that? Yeah, the whole thing.
Amazing.
Wow. You didn't ever do the BAY building, did you?
I didn't.
Because, man, I had people tell me that worked overnights there. They would just hear weird things out of the blue.
I worked overnight there. It was not a place I wanted to be. Like, if you were in the studios, it was fine, right?
Yeah.
But the minute you had to go out to the bathroom and you're right next to the auditorium there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That auditorium was spooky. A lot of stuff went down in the auditorium that people don't talk about.
We had a stepladder one time. We climbed up in one of the upper buildings. They just pushed up the ceiling things.
Yeah.
And there was like an old scoreboard for a basketball.
Oh, really?
I would love to have that. Thing's got to be 100 years old.
Yeah.
It's just up there behind the thing. Those old buildings are fun. All right. Mind on the Mayor Show. Back after this.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton.
visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind.
Hey, welcome back. Mine of the Mayor here, Jim out today. I will be out tomorrow getting some testing done. So, Todd, what do you think I should have done in regards to that?
I think you should have specified man or woman. I really do.
What would you
How do? Are you going to feel?
I don't know. Don't they put you out?
No, they're not going to put you out. They'll probably be talking to you.
Do they blindfold you or anything?
No. So if you don't know what's going on, John's got to have a full body scan for skin cancer. And that means he's got to get naked. And that means that someone or some people will be poking around, folding back areas of the body, looking very closely.
I just got 6 texts. You just put me off my breakfast. Wow. So do you turn over and do the whole thing?
They do everything.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine the positions you're going to have to get in. You better limber up tonight. Do some stretching.
Where's the boys with dispensary? Dispensary, help me out for tomorrow.
Brandon and Jacob, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's not a bad idea.
I agree. I might do
just
that.
Just to take the edge off.
Just to take the edge off. Yeah. Because they'd smell of Jack Daniels if I did that.
I literally was worried about you today. I'm driving in, I'm thinking, okay, so Mino's off tomorrow. Oh, he's got to have that body scan. And I'm thinking, the last time I had to do something like that, I had to have a spinal tap a couple of years ago.
I've had those. Those are terrible.
And same situation. You're laying there on your stomach.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah.
Right? That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
Don't move. Yeah, okay, right.
I know.
Yeah, you're shoving a needle in my back.
Well, I told you that one time when I was getting my, what's it called, a colostomy? Is it colostomy?
You didn't have a colostomy, no.
What'd I have?
Colonoscopy.
Yes.
Because a colostomy is where they attach a bag to you.
All right. And
Brian says, still time for your Mino and the Mayor tattoo to throw them off. And Tori says, bring your yoga mats.
Any advice? Anybody else have any advice for me? Because I've never had one of these. Now I'm nervous. Now I'm concerned. Anybody ever have one of these? I need some advice. By the way, Jim commented on our thing about for our Jim's thing. The time it takes for a fruit-bearing tree to yield fruit depends on the type of tree, yada, yada. Stone peaches, cherries, plums, 3 to 6 years. Pears and apples, 4 to 7 years. Berries, 2 to 3. I mean, he's talking about his grandkids. They're going to be like teenagers by the time he has that going.
Yeah. Especially since he's waiting so long to get it done.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
I know. So anyway. And then what else do we have? Oh, Michael Friedman says, I'd open a bar with you, John, but Jim and Todd also have to be involved. Todd, you yes. Jim, no.
Yeah. I would be your DJ.
You'd be my DJ. Yep. You'd be my DJ. Amanda, would you like to work at my bar? It's a little corner neighborhood bar.
At a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could.
That's all I get. Okay, you know what? Okay, we'll keep your application on file. Wow. Michael said, Paradise Lounge in Madison is amazing. You guys would love it.
Let's go.
I'm all for road. Well, we're doing a road trip this week,
right? Yeah, well, we're going to Oshkosh on Thursday. And
which I always enjoy.
Friday morning, I got to tell you, we're going to be grilling some pizza outside with Murphy's Pizza for Father's Day. They're coming in to teach you how to grill pizza.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Grilling pizza. I've never seen that or heard of that, to be honest with you.
So you're going to learn that.
Wow. You know what I should have? You know what I regret? I regret not keeping that Blackstone that the police department gave me last year for doing that banquet.
Yep.
Because I've talked to my brother and other people. They've got those. This time of year, they are so cool.
Yeah. I've got one.
You've got one,
I do.
You know what I'm going to have for breakfast?
What?
I'm going to have scrambled eggs and scallops.
Yeah, but you already had one of those.
Only a half. And half was on your floor.
Yeah, that's like you had a quarter.
Those are good. Those things Sean brings in, those are really good, those turnovers.
We can't have him back on because every time he comes in, he brings those in.
But what do you think of that?
Scrambled eggs and scallops?
Yes.
I'm not a big seafood guy, but I could understand why you'd like that.
Okay. Because, like I said, this is my whole new diet. I'm going to eat scallops. That's going to be my number one food. That's going to be my main food. And I'm 214 pounds, and we'll give it a week, and we'll see. I bet I'm down like 8 pounds.
All right.
In a week.
So you're at 214 now?
214.
Going to write that down.
214, exactly.
So 1 week from today?
Yes.
How about when I get back from vacation? That'll give you through the following Tuesday.
Excellent.
214, Mino.
Yes. All right. I'm going to be 207 when you come back.
Okay.
Because that's my goal. Because that'll be 40 pounds that I lost in 4 years.
Nice.
Yes. So that's what I'm going with. All right.
I was looking at some old pictures
of
all of us from Oktoberfest that first year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were eating good.
Yeah, we were.
We were eating anything put in front of us.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah, I know. All right. Was that the Lederhosen day?
That was Lederhosen day.
Yeah, I'm okay if I never see that ever again. Ever again. What else you got coming up this week, Todd?
Oh, well, let me see. Coming up tomorrow morning on the show. Going to have John Kramer in, headlines with the Press Times. He's bringing Ryan Hobson in from the Green Bay Blizzard to talk about their military appreciation game.
Yep.
Also, Cy Maldonado, the fighter, is coming in tomorrow morning to talk a little bit about what he's been through.
Kid, huh,
well,
man.
He's doing well now.
Good.
He's recovering and stuff
great.
Like that. And then don't forget, Thursday morning, we're going to be live from our WISS studios in Oshkosh.
And then afterwards, I'm really hoping I'm going to do that interview with one of the I'm bringing in a Vietnam vet that day. Wait till you hear his story. It's unbelievable. He was a Marine in Vietnam, went through an unbelievably deadly night. But then also I'm going to be interviewing him afterwards for my book. But then I really hope to stop in the town of Dale to one of our favorite little breweries.
Yeah. Old Station 31 Spirits.
Yes.
Yeah. Distillery.
So, yep. Yes. So hope Tavia is there. But it's going to be a good time. And this is like such a great time of year around here. You know, because people ask me, hey, can I get on the show and talk about whatever? It's like, if you want to get on, contact us early.
Yep.
Because like when we first started, whatever, it's like, okay, hey, can we even fill this week? I mean, we're like 2 to 3 weeks out in some things.
Pretty
right
much,
now.
Yeah. But let us know if you want to get on the show. We'd love to hear from you. You can go to our website and contact us there, and we'll get you on with Jim and John.
Sounds great. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Todd.
And we're going to have a good time tomorrow morning. I'll let you know. Want me to call you in while I'm laying there naked?
Would you please?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
All right. Need all some right. pictures or anything?
No, you can skip those.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sharp questioning is expected for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, some of it about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids. Hegseth has three congressional hearings today. While President Trump takes credit for preventing a bad situation, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says just a few city blocks are involved.
LAPD and the surrounding cities that come together, the sheriffs, the California Highway Patrol, they are able to take control of this situation.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A deadly high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, who's a former student at the school, says the mayor. Satellite photos show emperor penguins in one region of Antarctica declined 22% in the past 15 years, significantly faster than prior estimates. This is ABC News.